Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
I just want to get to this. Something very interesting is going on in the housing market. Do you ever go on Zillow? You know, the home browser? You know that site?
Oh, yeah.
It's so popular.
Yes.
Even if you're not looking for a home.
Right. Where might I live?
Where would I live if I won the lottery is a lot of the Zillow, you know, looking around. But this is interesting. Did you see the stories that hit this week that said Zillow is no longer in the home buying business? And I can honestly say, only about a month ago, I found out that they were even in that business.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Scooping up homes, billions of dollars.
Flipping them.
And they say it wasn't working out for us. So we got to unload some of them. I had no idea they were in the buying business. I knew they were in the spying business. Isn't that something you hear of when your neighbor's house hits the market? It was like, let's take a look. Let's see what this looks like. But it's a home buying business. And I wanted to ask David Hochberg about this because, David, billions of dollars in homes they're buying up. And now I guess they're going to sell it to other billionaire companies and try to unload them. What is going on here, David Hochberg?
Yeah, they had a great, well, thank you for the opportunity to explain this to you and your listeners. This is, Zillow had an unbelievable business model going way back 10 years ago, 15 years ago, where they sold zip codes to both realtors and mortgage professionals to get leads from consumers and listeners that would go on Zillow, like you guys were just talking about, and look up, you know, homes and look up different areas. And then there'd be a button, are you interested in buying? And you click it. And then the realtor would get the lead, and the mortgage broker, you know, professional who bought those zip codes would get the lead, okay? And they were making hundreds of millions of dollars off of this, okay? Because there's thousands of zip codes in the United States, and the realtors and mortgage professionals were falling all over each other and bidding those zip codes up. Well, what happened in 2018 after Zillow building their business up on the backs of mortgage professionals and real estate professionals? They decided to open up their own mortgage company and open up their own real estate company, basically driving a knife right in the back of the two pillars that helped them grow their business. Okay, so in 2018, they came up with this great idea. Now, all these great ideas are extremely great in a down market when you're buying low and when you're going into a appreciating market when the market goes up, right? Because the market always corrects your sins. You can't go wrong. So they started in Phoenix and in Vegas in 18 and basically went to the marketplace and did a cash for homes type deal. If your home's worth two, they'd offer you 150, 160 because they had all the data, right, of what people were buying, what people were selling, what people were interested in. So they had the inside track on all this stuff. They would offer buyers a cash offer. They'd go in, put a little perfume on the pig, and then put it back on the market. Okay, no problem when the market's going up. So what happened is exactly what happened to the real estate industry in 08. The music stopped. You know, you're playing musical chairs, and then the amount of butts that were there and the amount of seats that were there to put the butts on were dramatically reduced. So what happened? They lost a ton of money. What was it, $300 million in the second quarter? And $540 million is what they reported, $304 million in inventory write-down in the second quarter, and in the third quarter, they wrote down $540 million. Why? They blamed it on the COVID and supply chains. That's all a bunch of garbage. The market's softening, okay? And what's happening is, and I've been talking about this on your show and other shows, my show, up and down the schedule on WGN, we're in for a market correction. That's why Zillow's getting out of this. They're stuck with over 6,000 homes they still have to sell that they bought during the second and third quarters, and they're losing on average $80,000 a home. So that's not a good business model, Anna.
No.
When you're trying to make money on these homes, and you basically blew up your revenue source with the mortgage professionals when you opened up your mortgage company and the real estate professionals when you opened up your own real estate company, you just basically absolutely destroyed those two lines of solid, dependable revenue. So, yeah, they're in kind of a trouble, and nobody in the mortgage industry where the real estate industry is shedding a tear for them.
David, you said something that I think it caught my attention, maybe a lot of others too, a market correction. What should we expect when you say a market correction? Are you talking about a small correction? Are you thinking something larger than that?
Well, I don't think we're going to be at the epic correction of 2008 through 2010 where you're going to see a 40 or 60% market pullback. Okay, what did the Fed just say today? They're going to taper back buying of mortgage-backed securities. Fed Chair, I believe Secretary Yellen said that a couple of minutes ago. So there's $60 billion of mortgage-backed securities that the government was going to buy taken out of the market. So that's going to put pressure on rates. The rates have already gone up this week in anticipation of what she just said. So as the rates go from high twos, low threes, into the mid to high threes, fours, you're going to lose 25 to 30% of the marketplace because the buying power of those buyers out there just was reduced because of higher interest rates. I think, I also know, I'll be talking about this for months, that the number of listeners out there on forbearance throughout the United States started at over 7 million due to COVID in March of 2000. We're now down to 1 million that are still in forbearance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The challenge is the forbearance train is at the end of the track. So if those million homeowners don't have the capability of modifying their loan and making a mortgage payment after all the government support, the servicers are going to start foreclosing. It takes 6 months to get through the court system. So if you start foreclosing today, you're out in the spring. So what do I see? I've been talking about this for months.
Right.
There's going to be a major correction, 10 to 20% correction in the spring because you're going to have all that added inventory. That's what we talked about. All those individuals who own those investment properties that couldn't get out are going to be also going to be able to sell into that. Because now all of the tenants that they haven't been able to evict, they're going to be able to evict and put those properties on the market because they want to get out. Mm-hmm. So you got the perfect storm of inventory, right? What drove up the market over the past 18, 20, 22 months? Lack of inventory, right? Low rates, lack of inventory. Now you're going into increasing rates and more inventory. Not a good place to be if you're trying to sell. So that's what we're going into. It's a mess.
It's a mess, and I think a lot of people have seen a huge run-up in their home values over the last 18 months. So if there's a softening in that, that isn't all that big of a deal, I would think. What is troublesome to me, though, is to think that there are companies like Zillow and BlackRock and major corporations that are just buying and gobbling up homes. It just seems to me is that that is not necessarily the best thing for the market in general, for individuals and even communities or neighborhoods. Do you have a take on that? Do you have a feeling?
Yeah, I got a take right here in our backyard. BlackRock came in to Romeoville in the late 2008 to 2010, and they bought up a number of homes back in it post-apocalyptic mortgage meltdown in Romeoville were going for $80,000 to $90,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. And HARP one, HARP two were, we were able to help those homeowners out due to the fact that we didn't need appraised values and get them into lower interest rates if you still had a job. The challenge is a lot of those homes in Romeoville were new built, over leveraged, and as soon as the market turned, people couldn't afford them. They threw the keys on the table and got out. BlackRock came in, bought a huge amount. I don't know the exact amount, so I'm just going to use an adjective here. Huge amount, completely stabilized the market in Romeoville, put renters in those homes, right? Created a REIT, if you will, a real estate investment trust. They start stabilize the market. Then the other homes in Romeoville started selling for higher prices. And then at a certain point, BlackRock started selling off a portion of their holdings and made a ton of money. The challenge is BlackRock got bazillions of dollars, right? Zillow is a privately traded company. Zillow,
they got caught.
A publicly traded company, mm-hmm. and they got caught in a down market just doing stupid things,
mm-hmm.
and screwing over their two major sources of revenue. It's just dumb.
Just dumb. Quickly, rates, where are they? And then I got to let you go. But thank you, David, for your insight on this.
Yeah, rates are, ticked up this week already. They're still in the low threes. If you're hearing twos, be careful, because when you hear twos, you're thinking it's going to be a 30-year fixed loan. They're not. The lenders are lying to you. It's going to be a 10 or 15 or an adjustable rate mortgage. Buyer beware.
finally, event. You have an event I forgot to mention that's coming up. Is it this weekend?
Real quick, thank you for the opportunity. Liftingahero.com. Liftingahero.com. Access Elevator is giving away a stair lift to a, in honor of Veterans Day, which is 11/11, is giving away a stair lift to a mobility challenged veteran. So go to liftingahero.com. Registration ends this Saturday at 11:59 p.m., and we will announce the winner on our show on Saturday the 13th. One member of the armed forces has to be within the Access Elevator service area. But go to liftingahero.com if you're a mobility challenge veteran or know a mobility challenge veteran to win a opportunity to enter to win a free chairlift expertly installed by the professionals at Access Elevator.
Thank you, David. David Hochberg, good talking with you.